Well, it's nice to be catching up with the brand new director of golf at Medina Country Club, and all of us here at Golfers on Golf are proud to welcome back to Illinois Casey Brozek. And Casey, a very exciting time for you here, and you're reversing the trend. You're a golf pro in Florida coming back to Illinois, especially in the middle of winter.
Well, I'm proud to not only be coming back, but to be coming back for this opportunity is quite special. I'm honored to be named the next director of golf at Medina and join the team there. But you're right. Some would think that I've lost my marbles when you're leaving the beautiful weather of Naples in February and coming up to probably snowy and cold Chicago. But you know what? There's a lot of planning to take place, so I'm ready for it. And as you know, I'm from the Midwest, and so even though the blood is thinned a little bit, I'm ready to make the move.
Well, Casey, it's obviously exciting times at Medina. Course number 3 undergoing a major renovation. The course has been closed for a while, and that large membership has been trying to find places to play golf, and you won't be here very long. And one of the biggest events in golf, the President's Cup, will be coming to town. And tell us your thoughts on both of those.
Yeah, you know, I had the opportunity while I visited Medina a couple of times there. What a nice fall that the Chicagoland area had. And that's really gotten the grow-in off to a great start. So the crew was able to do a lot of work, and the team is very excited to present the course number 3 to the membership and get them back out on course 3. It's going to be exciting. The design work is unbelievable. Some holes that people aren't going to even recognize, obviously, with new design work and rerouting. So we're very excited about it. On the other side of things, with the President's Cup in 2026, obviously another very exciting time. Proud to bring another global event to the facility and to the Chicagoland area. So, yeah, it's, I'm not even on the ground yet at Medina, and things really line up well for a great start there as I arrive. We have, like you said, Course 3. We'll be celebrating our centennial. And then you have President's Cup. So we're going to be a pretty busy guy, and our team is going to be taking these things on as they come, for sure.
Well, obviously, you knew the club a little bit from your time here in Illinois, but, you talk to some golf pros and they'll say, well, when it comes to Medina, it's a little bit of a different club. It's a different animal. There's so many members and there's so many things going on. And you'll probably get to a point where you say, I can't do it all. I got to be surrounded by the right people and put together a solid team just because of so many things that go on. And it's not just the Course 3 renovation. I'm sure you're well aware that the club has really made improvements across the board in recent years while you were working in Florida. And I guess what you could say Course 3 is just the latest change.
Yes, absolutely. You're right in that nobody's going to be able to do this on their own. It is a big operation, 1,000 members. For me, and coming from a 36-hole facility now, to a 54-hole facility. That's just part of it. The amount of activity and events is through the roof. It's a short season. And when you have 1,000 members that want to enjoy themselves and have their guests come and enjoy the facility in a short period of time, in a short season, it's going to be jam-packed and with lots of activity. So the calendar is looking full. And we're in the process right now of evaluating our team and making sure that we're going to be ready to offer the best services we can.
Going back a little bit here to square one, when you first learned that this job was open, how much soul searching did you have to do to even think about applying in the first place?
Well, it was brought to my attention by the search firm that they hired, and I was pleased and honored to be considered that I would be maybe somebody that would fit the role. And through the process, that all came out, and so I was pleased to continue on. But as far as the soul searching goes, honestly, come on, it's Medina. And I didn't have to do a lot of soul searching. I am in a good position at Quail West and had a lot of things going for me, great. But honestly, this is a once-in-a-career opportunity for a golf pro and a golf pro like me. So I grabbed it. And I'm really excited about it. I can't tell you how excited I am to join Dave Schneider and the rest of the team there. They are true professionals in the industry. So I'm really excited about being part of it.
Okay, all of that. I heard it got very hot in Florida last summer. That did that play a role at all?
Yeah, you know, seriously, you know, as extreme as the winters are in Chicago, The summers are pretty extreme, at least in July, August, and September in South Florida. And typically, this year especially, typically we have those afternoon rains that kind of bring you some relief. Well, we've been in a bit of a drought here, so it's been it was a challenging summer, but that's not what chased me off. I think it was a little bit more of the allure of Medina Country Club.
You know, we talked about course number three, but I'm sure you came up at some point, it sounds like, during the interview process here. And when you looked around the club, how much different did it look from maybe when you last, what you last remembered when you still worked here in Illinois?
I was able to experience course one after renovations there. So that was great. I mean, I really had an appreciation from the before and after, if you will. But when I pulled through the gate there during my trip, and it was fall, you know, leaves were down, and for the most part, leaves were down quite a bit. And I looked to the right to see course three and, you know, just across the water and kind of, you know, what it looked like and construction folks out there trying to get things done before the cold weather snap came. I was blown away. You know, I think it's a little different when you see it without leaves and such, but how it's been opened up and the routing and the vistas that you can see now from various parts of the golf course are it's different. I mean, if you've experienced it, I'm so excited for the members to experience it. Of course, they've been taking on some tours and such, but to be able to experience it with golf clubs in your hand is going to be something special.
Casey, tell us a little bit about what you see in the world of golf right now. You know, there's so many people talking about golf has changed, especially since COVID. You know, it was a thing that people could do when they couldn't do anything else. But it also seemed like it brought a lot of people to the game. And people who maybe hadn't played in a while were back. And now it seems like there's plenty of new golfers as well. And the demand for golf up here still seems as strong as it did a couple years ago when people wanted to go outside of the house somewhere, not wear a mask, they went to the golf course.
You're right. I mean, who thought we needed a pandemic to grow the game of golf? Golf professionals all over the country were, you know, trying to grow the game through various programs. And certainly, you know, they probably in their own right brought certain people to the game. But it was such a slow trickle at that point. It almost seemed like there was a steady decline of maybe 1-2% on certain years with our overall numbers. And the pandemic just springboarded our game, which was awesome. And now that you get away from it, you're able to kind of analyze the impact and kind of get a feel for it. Well, I think a couple things lined up. Certainly the pandemic got people into playing a little bit more and seeking that safe environment. But you also have the baby boomer generation and then trying to figure out what the generations behind that. So I came down to Quail West and we were really surrounded by baby boomers everywhere. It's retirees enjoying the later years in life and enjoying the game. So, you know, within that, you had those golfers and enjoying more golf and playing more golf after the pandemic, but you didn't see it kind of fall back. Even with more travel opening up and things like that, you didn't see the game fall off. Our numbers stayed the same, and from what I'm, you know, hearing from colleagues, it's kind of staying the same. It hasn't receded at all, which is a great thing. I mean, that's wonderful. So I think what's happening now is the impact of the pandemic with having people maybe that hadn't played the game or maybe that hadn't played in a while, that's great because I think that's reaching maybe beyond that baby boomer or next generation.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been busy times up here, and the courses have been really busy. And, you know, there was some thought after a year or two they'd start to see a drop in play, but yet several courses have told me they saw even more rounds this year than even last year or the year before that. So it sounds like, in many ways, golf is in a good place from a growth standpoint, and I'm sure that will mean that your golfing membership at Medina will be very active. I'm sure they're anxious to get back into play on course number 3, especially, you know, maybe I should just ask you, have you stood in any of those bunkers that are big enough to bury a tank in with the new renovation?
No, I haven't stood in any of them, but I've been, I wanted to stay outside of them while I didn't have clubs in my hand. When I took the tour, we were close enough to them to get a total appreciation for what it'll be like and when you're in there. But I didn't stand in any, and I'll just wait until my ball goes in there to have to do that, I suppose.
But I think the surrounding area around the 18th hole is going to be an attractive area for the club. How much did you look at the par 3 holes and the short course there and the large putting green and things that will probably not just bring the members and their guests out, but maybe more of the family and the junior golfers in the club?
It's a really unique opportunity, and I'm so glad that they tied that in with some kind of using the space for more opportunities. And, you know, it's really unique. You know, these days, whenever you talk about other forms of golf or other golf opportunities, you know, it doesn't always need to be, you know, 7,500 yards and challenging, really tough golf, you know, tour type conditions and tour golf length. We need to cater to the families, and Medina certainly has that in the culture, is being family oriented and catering to the families. Junior golf is really important. There's a lot of kids in our program, and that new short course and the putting course are going to, we're still developing programming for it, but it's going to be pretty neat. You know, I can see some afternoons where moms, dads, and children are out enjoying the short course and the putting course, because it's not it's like family tees. You know, when you tee it forward, you can have a great time. It doesn't matter if dad's a 2 handicap; he can still go out and enjoy the par 3 course with the kids. If they're making, you know, 3s, 4s, 5s, and 6s, and he's making 2s, it doesn't matter. They're going to have great family time.
Well, I have to ask you, I'm sure you remember coming up and playing in section championships and other events at Medina. And now I know people that love the game drive by it once in a while because they say there's so many trees missing, you can actually look out there and see the property a little bit. And people that have never been there love doing it. How does it look? How does the property look to you? I'm sure that as you drove up, you sort of said, gosh, we can look out there and see golf. It's not a wall of trees anymore.
Right. Yeah. From various angles, you're going to be able to see that, and that's great. You know, when you are up or driving along, I don't even know the road. I should know the road, but I don't know the road, that the busy road that went along the former 10th hole there.
Lake Avenue.
You know, it's changed quite a bit. It's very open now, and certainly can see the hole's been kind of just pushed away a little bit, so, you know, for safety reasons, and certainly have to think about out of bounds and things like that. So the players will be, you know, that stuff will grow in and eventually, but I don't think Medina's in a hurry to have it grow in at this point. And the outside world can see it, and that's okay. You know, we like to be tied to the community as well. So we know, I think there's a kind of a nod to our history and the place that Medina has in the community.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any, shall we say, particular philosophies that you use in running a golf operation that you will try to bring to Medina?
Well, the service is the number one philosophy or center of what we do. So really, it's all about hospitality and making sure we extend the best world-class types of services that we can for members and guests. So you certainly can talk about global championships, but you know, that's wonderful to be involved in those things and to have the opportunity to not only offer Medina up for something like that, to be recognized as something that can handle a championship of that caliber. But when that comes and then goes, we still have a membership. And my first responsibility with the team is to make sure that we're extending world-class service. So that will be our focus.
Well, let me ask you this in closing. I know that your focus now is Medina and the reopening of number three and a President's Cup and all those things, but you have some good friends in the PGA of America who have actually gone on and held national office. Is that a part of your thought process at some point going forward?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I know that I've got to get my feet on the ground and my legs under me as the director of golf at Medina. I have been proud to have served not only on the South Florida PGA board most recently. I also serve on a national committee, which I think that will continue. But, you know, not too long ago, in fact, I have ties to Medina, at least as a volunteer, because I was the president of the Illinois PGA in 2012 when the Ryder Cup was at Medina. So I certainly look forward to getting back together with colleagues and friends from the Illinois PGA section. I'm sure I'll be involved in one way or another, whether it be supporting the section with a section championship or Sunshine Through Golf program with the CDGA or things like that, or maybe even volunteering time as a, you know, on committees or boards or whatever that is.
Well, Casey, thanks so much for the time. Welcome back to Illinois, and it'll be great to see you out at Chicago's flagship club, Medina Country Club.
Well, thank you, Rory. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to the February becoming springtime, because that's always an exciting time for golfers around Chicagoland.